VoiceRepublic.com, home to the spoken word.
We After Work, the podcast.
Hallo zusammen, ihr fragt euch wahrscheinlich gerade, warum das Intro jetzt auf Englisch gesprochen wurde von jemandem. Und ich kann es euch verraten, Jay sitzt hier gerade neben mir. Ich bin nämlich in Manchester für ein paar Tage und Jay ist ein sehr guter Freund von mir aus der Uni, den ich in London kennengelernt habe, als ich meinen Master gemacht habe letztes Jahr. Und er wird sich jetzt mal bitte vorstellen.
I don't know what any of that meant. Happy Christmas, all you listeners to the podcast.
Yeah, hello.
Did you explain how we know each other?
Yes, I just told in German that we met each other at our MA studies in Roehampton in London last year.
Okay, what did you study for your MA?
Film and screen.
Me too!
No way!
It's so exciting!
Yeah, and... yeah, this is our Christmas episode. It's in British.
I feel like it's a bonus episode.
Yeah, because why? We wanted to give a present to
We wanted
everyone.
To give a prison to all your listeners.
I'm a bit nervous to speak in English now because I don't know if I'm so good, but please forgive me.
Do your listeners speak English?
No. No one will understand.
This is going to be a very difficult podcast episode for your friends. Did you tell them where we are, what we're doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you can maybe say it again.
We're in Manchester, which mm-hmm. is North England.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We think it's very close to Liverpool, but that might be wrong. Who knows?
Yeah.
Manchester, I think, is an industrial city.
Yeah, but this is like when you say it's an industrial city, everyone thinks that it's an ugly town.
And that's true.
Which a lot of
that's
friends
correct.
Of mine told me before that it has to be very ugly. Or what do you want to do in Manchester? Are you crazy?
But I think the podcast listeners should know it's my first time too. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm English. I've never been to Manchester before. Yeah. I'm from Birmingham. Mm-hmm. I lived in London for 5 years. A bit. More. I've lived in Spain, sort of lived in France, and I never been to Manchester because everyone has always said there's not really a lot to do here. And I think it's kind
amazing.
Of beautiful place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, not beautiful, but like busy, modern, mm-hmm. loads of fun.
Not too busy.
Not
as
too
it is
busy.
In London, but a very modern city.
A tram service that we have not used because we're maybe idiots. We haven't tried it.
Just like to walk in the cold, like -2 degrees.
To be honest, we might have walked 17 hours of the whole
trip.
but it's cheap for you to get here.
Yes, it is. And we're in an Airbnb apartment at the moment in the city center, and it's, very nice.
Affordable.
Yeah, it is.
So I think if any German people want to come to England, Manchester's a good choice. Cheaper than London.
Yes.
Loads of bars.
Yeah,
restaurants.
Which is very nice. And nice bars.
Nice bars. Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Escape room. And here we are.
Oh my God.
We wanted to talk about
that. I don't want to talk about that.
So basically it was Jay's idea to do
it. It was not Jay's idea.
So what's an escape room? Maybe you can explain.
So it's a horrible thing. And you go with a friend and they trap you in a room. And then they scream. No. They lock you in a room and there are maybe clues, but not really.
No, like really weird clues.
Yeah, things that you would never guess.
Yes.
I guess an example, we went to an escape... We should say probably we went to an escape room. We went to an escape room yesterday. It probably didn't help. I'd had a martini.
Yeah, I mean, we have to tell them, why are we obsessed, basically, with escape rooms? And, okay, we went to an escape room.
But is it a big thing in Germany? This is a question...
Yes, it is.
Because in England, I don't think it is.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't know anybody who's done one.
Okay, so I did it twice in Germany, but I totally failed here in Manchester. So I think maybe it gets harder and harder to escape from an escape room.
But don't you think, though, that we're probably the two very worst people to try and escape
together?
Because I think my stomach hurt. I was laughing so much at one point. And I don't think that's the attitude of an escape room.
And there was no toilet in the escape room.
There was no toilet. I had to escape to the toilet.
But imagine, what would you do if you had to go to the toilet?
They'd have to give you one. They'd have to bring one in. So I guess what we should say, we went to an escape room. Unfortunately, I had drunk a martini. Mm-hmm. And also half a bottle of wine.
Yeah, me too, but with a beer, not
which
a martini.
Is not a good idea, probably, before an escape room.
Yeah.
But we had to book quite a late one.
Yes, we did. What time was it? Like 9 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had to book quite a late one.
Yeah. And you have 1 hour time to escape.
Well, they lock you in a room.
Yeah. And ours was with a lot of, like, it was in Western style. And there were, like, bottles and a piano and things like that. And the first thing you have to do when you're in an escape room, just have a look on all the stuff and furniture and find some hints for you to come out of the room. And normally there is a second room, which we
honestly,
found.
We did do that.
Yeah.
Honestly. Also, we have to tell your listeners, some people do this with 6 people. Mm-hmm. We were 2 people, very drunk. No, that's not true. I think it's a perfect gift for somebody who loves, like, Murder on the Orient Express. Do you know that kind of person who loves, I'm not one of them.
Right.
10 minutes in, I was ready to leave.
A kind of detective style.
Yeah. Honestly, 10 minutes in, if you'd have said, let's go get a drink, I would have said, okay.
Yes.
Like, I'm not... I found it kind of stressful.
Yeah. What was it with the numbers? It's so you can explain.
Well, I guess... So the first clue we got in was... So you went in and it was like a Wild West. And the man said, we're going to tell you a story. Is that right? Yeah. And he said, the sheriff has left. You're in his bar. And you have to get as many coins as you can and then escape before he comes back. Is that right?
Yeah, but now I have to ask you, why the coins? I mean,
because I think if you'd have escaped quickly, he would have counted the coins. And then if you had loads of coins, you could have gone on the board.
On the score.
And who even cares about going on the board?
Yeah,
do you know what I just did? And also, then I was quite frightened because I thought somebody's going to run... I'm easily frightened to begin with. And I thought, like, somebody's going to bust in. So that's why I was sort of, like, creeping around to begin with.
Yeah.
And so the first one, there was a bunch of bottles with alcohol on it. I don't know why suddenly my accent's gone crazy. Bottles. A couple of bottles.
Manchester accent.
Manchester accent has probably happened to me. And so there were bottles with arrows.
Yeah.
And then you had to put them in the same order as a board saying the happy hour specials.
Wow, that's very hard to explain, actually.
It's difficult to explain without, like, showing people where you were.
And then you had to unlock
a box. Yeah, there were a bunch of locks. Mm-hmm. So you unlock them. And then, honestly, I couldn't really have cared less. After we did the first one, I was very excited. Like, oh, yeah. And then I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was one, like, there was some chips on a board.
Okay.
In German, what's that? Like a gambling?
Chips on a board.
You know, roulette?
I really don't know the word. Yeah, roulette.
Roulette?
It was a roulette.
And so you had to put the chips on this prices of the beers?
Yes, this was a crazy thing.
It's, who cares? Mm-hmm. It was like... Nobody could do it. It was impossible.
And you had to put the chips on the board. And then we thought, okay, now they're on the board. And what
Who
now?
Who cares?
And then, the guy outside of the room, he wrote some hints.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of hints. We had a lot of hints.
And he wrote...
He was quite a nice man.
Yeah, he was. And he wrote, look, on the table there are numbers. And then the chips
made
numbers.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think.
Which is crazy.
I don't think they did.
Because when you look for hints like that, and you can see hints everywhere.
We've missed the most important thing. The music was really frightening. Yeah. Because it was like, woo! wasn't it quite frightening? Yeah. It was like so loud.
Western music.
It was.
I couldn't concentrate.
No, and that's why we didn't escape.
So, please don't go to this Manchester escape room. It's crazy.
No, it was so fun.
Yeah,
it was so crazy.
Yeah.
We laughed. There was one point where I was just sat on the floor laughing. But I think if you want to get a great present, like a properly good present, mm-hmm. for like a mum or a nan who loves
Christmas.
For Christmas episode, yeah. All I want for Christmas is an escape room. No, if you've got a mum or a nan or a granddad who loves like puzzles, like true crime, like hints and tips, it's properly a good night out.
Yeah.
If you go for drinks first and there's like six of you, it's a properly good
hour. I think the same, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny and crazy and a bit stressful. And if you've got loads of talents in like a group,
a different talent,
because mm-hmm. our talent is like messing around, so that's probably
it's not the best.
That's talent, not the best. There was a piano, mm-hmm. and we had cards and we had to play a piano, and we were okay. And then the minute Sudoku came up, I just knew I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It doesn't work for me. Anything with shapes, with numbers, mm-hmm. with patterns, I just I can't
thank
do it.
You for the bottle of wine.
Did Danny tell you we're sitting on a bed in Manchester?
Yes, very
very glamorous. Very, very cosmopolitan.
Bed, like, weird noises.
Very cosmopolitan.
Yes, having a good time.
Having a good time. So what are your feelings about Manchester?
I was shocked.
First, I was so frightened to come here.
No, but like some people told me, Manchester, isn't that the city where the Ariana Grande concert happened?
Yeah.
And of course, this is something negative, obviously. And I don't know. I didn't know anything else about Manchester before. So
me neither. Honestly, it's actually very strange. Mm-hmm. I've lived in England almost all my life, mm-hmm. and I really don't know anything about the north.
But when we compare Manchester to London, you told me today you would still prefer London.
I think
the Putney part.
That's just because I'm for some reason I just sort of get London.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can usually get around London.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like how rude people are in London.
Why do you like that?
Because there's no interaction. Like, in London, like, I think you're moving, and everyone's moving the same way, and everything's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to walk. I'm a big walker, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm a big walker. I walk everywhere. I never take anything. And I find with Manchester this time, you have to walk, like, down really crazy places to get to Central.
There are no traffic lights, really, for the pedestrians.
Yeah, there's no traffic. I think in London, when you're walking to places, there's always other places.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like, you're walking to Putney, but there's also things here, and there's things here. Mm-hmm. I found in Manchester, it's more like a big... Manchester is like a little central London.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like Putney, I guess.
Yeah.
Putney is like part of London.
Putney is southwest London, mm-hmm. and my homeland.
Yeah.
That's not true. I'm from Birmingham. But I think like Manchester seems to me like there's Manchester and then not much else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big long strip.
Like an island, actually.
Island. Yeah, it's almost like wherever you live, you have to walk to this mm-hmm. place that's like Manchester proper.
Yeah.
But actually really beautiful.
Yes, and they have some Christmas markets which are very nice.
Really nice.
Mulled wine.
No. Mulled wine. What's
mulled wine.
Cheese noodles.
Ah, Käsespätzle.
Käsespätzle.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. I'm actually German, so it's not that.
Yeah, but that's the funny thing. A lot of people thought that you are German.
So many people, yeah.
Of course, you are blonde, you have blue eyes, which is
German.
Maybe German, yeah.
I sound German. Yeah. I speak German.
Yes, your accent, definitely.
I was wearing a jumper saying I'm from Germany, so that's quite confusing to people.
Probably.
No, yeah, both people we've met, like, actually properly met, have said, oh, where are you from in Germany? Or, like...
You have a strong accent.
You have a strong accent from Germany. Maybe I'm trying to impersonate you. But I think the escape room guy, he'd just come back from...
From Berlin.
Mm-hmm. It was very cold, he said. Too cold, too windy. Terrible place.
And you are obsessed with the Schwarzwald or Stuttgart, because Stuttgart. When you think of Germany... it's very funny, Jay. We had some discussions, and Jay often spoke about the Schwarzwald, and I said,
"Schwarzwald is the Black Forest."
It's not that famous. Yeah, it's the Black Forest.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Schwarzwald. Say it.
Schwarzwald.
Schwarzwald.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Schwarzwald.
Schwarzwald.
Yeah.
It's very difficult because German is a disgusting language. No, joking.
Yeah.
I think because I can speak French, French is very, like, tongue forward. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, your tongue is really, like, mm-hmm. by your teeth. And mm-hmm. I feel like German, it's not. It's like a hard, it's like you have to make a quick sound. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And I can't really do it.
Yeah. But I think...
The Black Forest, I thought was the most famous thing about the whole of Germany. But that's maybe not true.
No, it's not, like, 100% true.
Every time I've ever spoken to anybody about Germany who's visited, they've always said, I went to the Black Forest.
That's so weird.
I think in England...
Normally you say, I went to Bavaria and it's close to the... Alps. No, it's close to the Alpines. Do you say Alpines?
Do you mean the mountains?
The mountains, the Alps. Yeah. Alps, yeah. Oh, it was correct. Okay, so, yeah, and this is basically where you go hiking or skiing, but not to the forest.
Steif.
Oh, yes.
Steif make the teddy bears.
Yeah.
We were trying to think earlier who were the German people who made
it. How did you come up with this now?
Done it because of Stein. Because you said that's not a word. That's an interesting thing for your German listeners.
Oh, yes. False friends.
False friends. What is the word?
Like, Stein obviously means a mass. I didn't know that. Maybe some people might know it in Germany, but that's a common word for mass, Krug.
Because in England, we always say, like, a German Stein is like a big mug, I guess, for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And then we always say Stein. And when I went to Disneyland this time, they had a whole... they have an area for different countries, and in the German area... They had a Stein store.
Oh, yeah. And it was just... You sent me pictures.
Yeah, just hundreds of Steins. Mm-hmm. But it's called en masse. En masse?
Masse.
Masse.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's so mess.
Yeah.
So in Germany, like, I think these are the things English people think of Germany, I think.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
Stein.
Yes.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Which is good because I was born in October. You were born in October.
Oh.
Libras. beer. Best. I think grapefruit beer, but you tell me. This is another interesting thing.
Yeah.
The beer that I thought was the posh German beer, you say is like, what's it called?
Uh-oh. That's
The grapefruit beer you said was like...
You have to be careful to talk about beer with on a German podcast.
No, why?
Just joking.
Because the mafia. Yeah.
No. Because a lot of people care a lot about...
What was the one that you said was...
Becks, you mean?
No, the grapefruit one.
Schöfferhofer, grapefruit.
Yeah, they said... In England, that's like a posh German beer.
Yeah, and normally I think not so... many beer fans in Germany would drink it because it's mixed with some like fruits.
Yeah, because it's very sweet. Yeah, it's very sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Because my mum was like, I'm going to go to... Because she tried it. And she was like, I'm going to go to Germany. I love this beer.
that's nice. Okay. Well, I love this beer too. But I think, for example, at Oktoberfest, I think there's no place where you can drink it. Maybe there is one. And maybe the listeners can post it.
And we saw a Munich-style beer today.
Yes, HB.
HB.
Oh, I have to...
Is that what
I'm
you
not
would...
a big beer expert, but...
So in Germany, if you went to a pub, what would you order? A wine?
Yeah, I would order a wine or a martini, of course, a Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan. No. Do you have a German wine industry?
No. We don't have it. Ah, yeah, of course. Like the Franconian wine, for example, where I come from, Nuremberg. We have some wine, but not like the...
It's not
the
like a big player.
Which are very popular.
Because in England, I think we have a big sparkling wine industry. I don't think we have a big wine industry, but I think we're...
Yeah,
like a not like a Prosecco, obviously, because Prosecco is from Prosecco, but like a sparkling champagne cheaper substitute.
Yeah?
I think that's what's happening in England at the moment.
Ah,
because I used to date somebody who works for, let me get this right, Municipal Wines.
Mm-hmm.
I used to date somebody, and now she's like the wine person who quintessentially wines, and they do like wines for the royal family.
Oh, wow.
Like, their company decide wines.
For the royal company?
Like, if you say, like, the royal queen... Family. Say, like, the queen or... not the queen, but, like, somebody in the royal family.
The queen. She orders loads of sparkling wine.
You know, like, if you...
these are the information that our listeners get. Like, that's good.
So,
interesting.
You know, do you know, like, the royal... They have, like, parties.
Yeah.
And they choose... They want special wines for the party.
Yeah.
Some... Like, there's a percentage that has to be from England...
Okay.
So, like, they say 50% of all the royal wines at this party has to be from England or something.
Okay.
That's where what her company helps with.
Ah.
And apparently, I was talking to her the other day, and we're great on sparkling wines.
Okay.
We're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why any of you would want to know this. This is a crazy podcast of sparkling wine. This has become a sparkling wine podcast.
Hey, let's talk about the royal family now.
Oh, yes. This is a good topic. Ask me questions.
Okay, what do you think about Meghan Markle?
I think she's I do think she's really stunning.
Yeah.
I think she's very beautiful. I liked Suits.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I've seen all episodes. You?
You're a super fan. Mm. Okay, I'll tell you who loves Suits. And your podcast people will love to know. My nan.
Oh, nice. Okay,
nan. My nan came to my house, like, not that long ago. And she said, can you please download the new season of Suits? Because I really like it. And I said, okay. I think it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that wrong. I think it's a bit weird that he saw her on the show and was like, I like her. That's a bit.
I like her. I like to get her or something.
Yeah, I think that's... But also, I just... You know, and a lot of people, I think, in England don't like the royal family. You know, there's a strong, like, anti-royal family feeling, and I don't feel like that.
Really?
Yeah,
but
very strong.
But the newspapers are always full of royal family stories.
A lot of people are sort of... Do you know, pro-republic? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, get rid of the royal family, blah, blah. But I actually, I think I might be talking absolute crazy because I don't know that much, but I think it's kind of cool.
But what do you think, who is better, Prince Harry or Prince William?
I'm like, anyone who knows me knows that I'm sort of a big nerd, so I kind of like Prince William.
Yes, I would prefer him to. Yeah,
I think he's very sensible.
Because Prince Harry is the bad guy because he wore shirt and costume. And
you know I've never liked a bad anything. I've never been one of those people.
Yeah.
So I like Prince Harry. No, not Prince Harry, Prince William. Well, I also like Prince Harry. I just don't care about them though.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that people are so excited and stuff. But do you know, I do have a bit of an obsession. Do you know Wallace Simpson?
No.
Okay, so Wallis Simpson was an American woman who married, I can't remember his name, the Queen's, you know, the Queen wasn't meant to be the Queen, right?
Oh, no.
So the Queen's dad wasn't supposed to be the King. It was his older brother that was supposed to be King.
Okay.
But he fell in love with an American.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same as, it's happening again.
Yes.
Because
And I think I read a comment like, oh no, that's not a good sign that an American
actress in
the royal family.
Do you know the word abdicate?
No.
He left. That's why the Queen's dad became king. Have you seen the King's Speech?
Yeah, I've seen it, but can't remember the story.
Well, the Queen's dad's brother was supposed to be king. Was it Edward? No, I'm going to sound so stupid. I don't know the history. But he was meant to be king. He fell in love with an American called Wallis Simpson. Oh. And she ended up, and he left the royal family. He said, I don't want to be king. Uh-huh. And they moved away. And she ended up in Paris in an apartment, penniless. I read the book about them selling off all her possessions.
Okay.
And she had, and in the end of her life, she had no money. She lived in Paris. Uh-huh. And all they found, she had, all her furniture was trashy. It was all terrible. But they found very, very expensive Chanel perfumes. So she'd spent all her money on smelling good.
Oh.
Really interesting woman. And I think, from what I've read, a very difficult woman.
Wow, that's interesting.
But he just fell in love with her. So I think the first time an American has married into the royal family since Wallis Simpson. And I'm guessing that might have been the late 40s, maybe?
Mm.
I'm not a history.
But it's also interesting that it's always the English and the Americans. Why not a German woman?
But the royal family is German.
Oh, what?
I thought,
really?
Yeah, the royal family is from German descent. That's a...
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I believe I'm right in saying we can... before you take any of this as true, please Google everything we said.
But that's good, yeah, but that you say this.
Yeah, but I do think the royal family is of German descent.
Yeah.
I'm 100%, no, not 100, 90% sure.
Oh, okay. And talking about America and stuff like that, you're going to Disneyland in Paris. And you're
a
big Disneyland fan.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. But just to go back for a second.
Yeah, okay, back and then forward.
There's actually a really interesting history of Britain and America falling in love. Because I think, this is going to be boring to your listeners, but I'm a really big fan of romantic comedies. And there's so many of an English man and an American woman, or an American man and an English woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real long history of there being an American and English union. If you think about Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts.
Hugh Grant.
He's so cute because he can't talk.
we made a joke today that Hugh Grant always is he always plays the same character, mate. And a lot of women like that.
I think it's kind of vulnerable. I don't know what it is. It doesn't appeal to me. I've never been a huge Hugh Grant fan. I love his movies, but I don't love him. Disneyland. The first time,
Disneyland and Hugh Grant.
Let me take your listeners back to the long time ago. First time I went to Disney World. There's a really big difference.
Was in 1992.
Correct.
No, really?
Yes.
How creepy is that?
You know, I was 1 year old. I believe.
I didn't know that.
My nan won a trip to Disney World. She was a sales place, and she sold the most of something. And she won a trip to Disney World. And that was our first ever trip. In 1992. So I would have been... I think I was not even 2 yet. I was born in 91. So yeah. That was And I've been 91, maybe 5 times, 6. Maybe this was my 6th time. I'm a big fan of Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite people.
So Mickey Mouse and what's the name of the frog again?
Kermit the Frog. These are my.
But it's not Disney.
They are in Disney World, but they're not. They're Disney, but only after Jim Henson. So these are my. This is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
You have three icons to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Oh my god, icons, and they can be comic figures.
Anything you want.
Okay. Maybe you start, because probably Mickey Mouse, Kermit the Frog, and Hugh Grant.
Kind of, but a bit different. I really think, you know, I think there's a lot of bad things to be said about him, and I think he was a very difficult man. But Walt Disney, I think, changed the world and really changed my life. You know, I wouldn't...
The inventor of Disney World, you mean?
Yeah, Walt Disney. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think he was very hopeful. I think he really believed that the world could become better. Mm-hmm. I think he really thought that if you just really, really wanted to step into your life, then you could. Jim Henson, creator of Kermit the Frog, was just a nice man. I've read every book about him, and I think he was just really sweet and nice and a geek, and that's my favorite kind of people.
What's his name again?
Jim Henson.
Okay, yeah. I saw when you were in Los Angeles, you posted a text on Facebook with that kind of story, that he wasn't very satisfied living in this world, and then he created his own,
yes,
which is Disney World.
Yeah, and I think he just said... I think he was very difficult, and I don't think he was that nice. Mm-hmm. But I think he did say, I can, if you really want to love your life, there are ways to do it. Mm-hmm. So I've got Walt Disney, Jim Henson, and Dolly Parton.
Okay, what, Dolly Parton?
I'm obsessed ever since I was born.
How can you be obsessed with something?
I can't explain it to you. Mm-hmm. I think Dolly Parton is a poet. Mm-hmm. I think her music is stunning. Mm-hmm. I think she writes the very best music in the whole world. My favorite line she ever wrote is, they couldn't understand... Oh, sorry, I'll tell you a story. Do you know the song Coat of Many Colors?
No.
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Okay, so Dolly was a kid, and they were so poor. They didn't have a toilet, they didn't have electricity. That she had, I think, 7 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And they lived in the mountains, and it was so cold, but they couldn't afford a coat. So Dolly's mum, she got a bunch of fabric. She asked all the neighbors. I feel like I'm going to cry just talking about it.
Oh,
so, she asked all the neighbors for like old fabric, like from old trousers. And the mum knitted her, sewed her a coat. And she told her all about, you know, Joseph from the Bible. He had a multicolored coat. Mm-hmm. And Dolly, she was like 7, and she loved this coat. And it was the best coat she'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. And she went to school, and everybody bullied her because they said, oh, your coat is terrible because you can't afford a new coat. Okay. And then Dolly was like, and then so she writes, they didn't understand it, that they tried to make them see one is only poor only if they choose to be. And what she's saying is like, my coat was so much better than all their coats, and they just couldn't see it. Uh-huh. They just weren't smart enough. They thought because it was a poor person's coat, it was terrible, but actually...
Okay, nice.
It was
story.
The best coat. So Dolly, Walt, and Jim. Your chance, your time. Oh, and also Audrey Hepburn.
Oh yeah, Audrey
I
Hepburn.
I love
of
Audrey, yeah.
Yes,
and she, her charity is incredible. So if anyone wants to donate for Christmas, I'm donating to the Audrey Hepburn Foundation. I do every Christmas.
Ah, and there's still the opportunity, even if Audrey Hepburn is not alive anymore.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn, when she stopped acting, she helped set up UNICEF. You know the charity UNICEF?
Yeah, of course.
She was one of the first people to help found it.
Really?
So, yeah, the Audrey Hepburn Foundation is amazing for child... She was very interested in child poverty, child poverty throughout the world.
Okay. So I can tell you 3 people I would never... say I like the most. Like
these are your least favorite.
Yeah, my least favorite.
Okay.
First, okay.
Okay. I know who these are going to be, but go hit me.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So I forgot the, because I'm very, very bad with names. I forgot one of the that one with the all the movies. You.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. And it's good that I forgot his name because I hate him so much. So I'm very sad that now. You reminded me again of him because I really forced myself to forget him and all his movies.
Okay, so this is my question. Why do you hate him so much?
I can't answer this question, actually, because sometimes you really don't... As a person,
An actor? Or do you just don't... You can't even watch him?
I don't like him as an actor. I don't like him like as a person. I think... when I read some gossip stories or something about him. I don't know. He's not very interesting.
Do you think... Oh, see, I'm the opposite of you. I think he's really interesting.
Why?
And because I think he does such crazy things on screen. Like, I think he's so big and so broad. Like, if, you know, like, if a normal actor would eat a piece of toast, like, he would ram the toast in his hair. Do you know, like, everything he does is so strange. And I find him interesting.
Yeah, but that's what I maybe don't like.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe it was because I watched a movie. And it was, like, about, I think, Burning Man or something.
Are you talking about Wicker Man?
Yeah. And that movie was so
bad.
Weird.
That's a very bad film. That's a very bad film.
Nicolas Cage. Because of that movie, maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a movie to maybe just watch and just have an open mind. It's called Moonstruck.
Okay.
It's a very old movie. I think 1989. It's Cher is the, you know, Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the lead actress. She won the Oscar for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's a beautiful movie, and he is very good in it. Very mm-hmm. strange, mm-hmm. very, very strange.
Okay.
And very, like, almost like an alien.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. And I would say maybe watch...
Moonstruck.
Okay. It's Cher's Oscar-winning... big picture, and she's fantastic. She's got the most fantastic hair in it. It's like mm-hmm. it's like it takes up a room. She walks into the room and it's all Cher's hair.
Okay.
It's a huge.
And does she have this kind of diamonds on her head?
No. She's always in like a grey jumper. It's not like a Cher performance.
Okay.
She's in a grey jumper, uh-huh. and it's just a really beautiful grey. I think it's my Auntie Julie's favourite film. Mm. It's just a very strange, interesting, beautiful film. And I like, have you seen City of Angels?
No.
Nicolas Cage is an angel who...
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is so stupid.
I hate Nicolas Cage.
And I think maybe that's why I shouldn't watch Moonstruck, because I just don't like... And I don't like Alec Baldwin.
No, I don't really like Alec Baldwin.
Okay, and then the third person might be... that. Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Okay, then Alec Baldwin might be, like, after Donald Trump. That I don't like Donald Trump, like, be more attractive for me again. Because
he's taking
he made
me.
Something, like, good, like, fake jokes
I think,
about him. But
I think Alec Baldwin, again, is a fine... actor, but I think he can do one or two things. He can't be like lots of people.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's very strange. Our television has just come on.
Our television with an Alec Baldwin movie.
Here is a good question. Yes. Your favorite movie?
Definitely not a movie with Alec Baldwin. Or Nicolas Cage.
So your favorite movie is Nicolas Cage and Alec Baldwin movie together.
Yeah. Is there a movie with them both? And
I can't think of one.
Okay. Thank God. my favorite movie is Old Boy. Yeah, we talked about this today.
Remake. Mm-hmm.
Korean. No, not the remake. The original movie from, I think it's, 2001. It's a Korean movie, and
it's a kind of a shocking movie.
I don't
want to
spoiler but...
I think it's just a man who... I think all you need to know, he gets kidnapped, and he doesn't know why.
Actually, the movie is not about that.
That's true, yeah.
But it's nice to... Like, this is a nice intro to... Or trailer, sorry.
Yeah.
That he's kidnapped and in a room, and he's there for 20 years. And 20 years?
I think it is.
American new version, it's like 40 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Like 20 years in the Korean one.
And actually, it's a good time to watch it because it's a Christmas movie.
Yes, it's a perfect to come back to our... it's the perfect Christmas movie. So, he's there for 20 years, and one day he wakes up,
and they've let him
not in the room
anymore. Yeah, they've let him out.
They let him out, but he doesn't know who let him out.
Do you know?
Why?
Do you know what I most remember about that film?
What?
I had to watch it for my BA, because I did film studies, which If anyone is listening, please don't do it. It's not a really good course.
Leads to William Brown.
Yeah, listen. if you're going to do a degree, do it in like maths maybe, or like
do a proper study.
Yeah, don't do film studies. It's crazy. Although actually I've had kind of a nice life and I've written. Maybe do film studies. He eats an octopus. Yeah. That's the only thing I remember about that film, because I had to watch it for my degree. Yeah. And I can remember...
He's an octopus, which is alive.
Who is alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I think I remember. Oh, and does he... Okay, this might be a spoiler. So, beep. does he eat someone's tongue?
No. But there's a thing with a tongue.
Yeah, okay, I can remember. Because when I did my BA in my university, which... Did you already say which one it was?
Film studies, yeah.
The place. Is it two person?
Just don't say it.
Okay. So we we both went to a university.
I mean, we taught you the lecturer's name. And we'll beep it out afterwards.
We both went to a university, and I did my BA in film studies in a church.
I think I said it at the beginning.
So I went to my BA English. We would have to watch movies in a church.
But why?
Because it was the only place they had a projector at the time. So we used to go to the chapel.
How weird.
Yeah, I watched Texas Chainsaw.
But why do you need to have a projector in a church?
Well, because they didn't have enough room. Because when I first went to this university, they didn't have enough rooms with big walls. Mm. So we had to go to a chapel. I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the first time at 8 a.m. in a chapel.
Oh my God, for really?
Yeah. And... that's all I remember about Old Boy, is someone eating an octopus.
Okay, yeah.
I can remember the twist, because I can remember being like, oh my God.
I understand. I think we have like 5 minutes left.
Oh my God.
And you have to tell me your favorite movie and then come back to the Christmas topic.
Okay.
Like, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Okay, my favorite movie, You've Got Mail. No.
You've Got Mail?
Oh.
So sad. No.
I love You've Got Mail. It's my favorite movie.
Favorite Christmas movie when you really want to cry and be very sad.
Oh afterwards. My God. All of them. I love It's a Wonderful Life. Have you seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
It's about a man who decides he's going to kill himself. And then an angel comes down and he tells him what would happen if he had never been born. And it's like... if he'd never been... he actually is a wonderful man and he learns how wonderful his life was.
Aww.
It's a great film. 1942, I think.
Okay.
Get the DVD.
It's 1942. The movie is from...
I think so. It's beautiful. They've got a gorgeous black and white rendition. Get the DVD. It's very cheap. Great.
So that's a Christmas...
yeah. If you're hung over Boxing Day, watch Singing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to watch Hairspray on a Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah, and my friends with whom I normally do the podcast, Simone, she's doing Hairspray musical right now.
Oh, amazing.
And you're a music fan too.
Oh, huge, huge musical fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're hungover, you drank too much on Christmas Day because you've been cooking and you've been drinking white wine and you made the turkey and then... or in Germany, the trout.
Yes. And typical German.
Typical Munich style. And then you drank too much champagne. Yes. And then after dinner, you maybe had a whiskey with your brother or your dad. Mm. And you had a cigar and a whiskey or something. And you wake up the next day and you're like, put on a musical. A really happy, fun, bright musical.
Yeah.
And I guess... this will be fun. Let's have one tip before we start for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, one tip to have a great Christmas. Mm-hmm. You start.
Oh, like one tip.
Yeah.
Tips. Just give a lot of tips to people like you would normally not give tips to. Like, for example, in a restaurant. Don't be too... don't think too much about yourself. Just give them a tip. Or to a homeless person.
That's like, a good one.
Yeah. And think about other people.
I think an amazing thing... this is going to be a bit of a crazy thing, but I will talk you through it. My friend, there's a lot of... the homeless people in the community a lot of women, they don't have access to sanitary products. Mm-hmm. Do you know what
yeah,
that means?
Yeah.
And actually, the government in the UK...
Ibuprofen, you mean?
Yes. No, I mean...
No, sanitary.
But in the UK, it might be different in Germany, but in the UK, the government doesn't help homeless shelters with women's sanitary products. So if you're in the supermarket and there are some that are on sale, buy a bunch, like buy the cheapest ones you can and buy loads and take them to the homeless shelter because it's really helpful to women who are homeless. And I never thought about it before, but my very good friend, she's starting a charity and she's saying, like, when you go to the supermarket, pick up a pack of whatever you can. And I know all the men out there, they're like, this is so embarrassing. It's not. Go to the aisle, pick them up and give them to the homeless shelter, because for like male, like condoms are government helped in the UK. So the homeless shelters don't have to pay for them. So a good thing to donate to would be, those charities, and also Audrey Hepburn Foundation. That these are my two charities that I'm obsessed with at the moment. And my other tip is get a really, really nice candle that smells great and light it like all day, every day until the end of Christmas. Like one that smells like cookies or
vanilla
or a Christmas tree or just a really great candle and light it.
And my second tip is buy a Christmas jumper, because I think it's a really British thing. There are so many people walking around with Christmas jumpers.
Actually, like hundreds. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. Almost, I would say, in Manchester, every third person is in a Christmas jumper.
And it's not a German thing, which is very interesting, because I wanted to buy a Christmas jumper last year and I didn't find anything in Germany. So I was wondering, wow, it's a big thing here.
Well, to go back to my icons, I have a Kermit Christmas jumper.
No way.
And I have a Mickey Christmas jumper and I wear them to work.
And I have an Old Boy movie jumper. To come back to my movie. Okay, we understand.
So I guess then what we can say is, anybody listening to this out there, we hope that you have the funniest, nicest, cuddliest, make out with your person, light a candle, eat great food,
make out with your affair.
Yeah. Drink great wine.
Drink great wine. What? Eat a trout.
Eat a trout.
Have a good time. Think about the other people.
Yeah, and rap really prettily. And just tell people you love them. Call your friends and just say, I'm so happy you're my friend. Cuddle your siblings. Be nice to your parents, because I know it's so difficult to be with your parents for a whole day. But they gave birth to you, so just be nice to them.
Of course.
Make good gravy, because that, even if you made a shit dinner, really good gravy makes it better.
What's gravy?
The meat, juice of meat. It's like a brown sauce.
Is it like compared to the Worcestershire sauce? You're from Worcester?
I'm from Worcester.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
No, it's
I think we don't have that in Germany, sorry.
Like a thick...
No.
Google it just before we finish, just so they know in case it's a word.
What's the word?
Gravy. G-R-A-V-Y.
G-R-A-V-Y. Gravy recept. Oh, okay. Wait.
Gravy receipt. Sorry, we're just Googling.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
So there is a receipt for it. But I don't know.
It's not a German thing.
I think it's just a sauce for meat, but it's I've never heard it.
Okay, so
and,
we're...
Okay, but they're...
Do you know...
USA...
Okay. Okay, so maybe it's not a German thing. But make it anyway. Google the recipe and make it.
Okay, do a gravy.
Yeah. Make a good, like a nice pie.
Yeah.
Make a nice pie. Have a fire somewhere. A fireplace, not an actual, not a fire.
Make a fire.
Fire. Really nice pajamas.
Yes.
Oh, spray your perfume a lot. I think on Christmas Day, it's really nice to smell. Don't you? Like, oh, I smell good.
Yeah.
Have a nice table. And just be so thankful and grateful that
and it's been just a really be yourself.
But it's been a tough year.
Yeah. You know, yeah, and it's the end of the year, and it's then been a you really just have to tough relax year. And also think about yourself. I think because don't make too much stress.
Oh, absolutely not.
Don't think that no. it's so important to have the best present oh, no, for everyone. Oh no, none of that. None because of that. I think that's what I mean. It's easy to say, just relax, and of course, you want to do give the best present, maybe, yeah. but you shouldn't think like that.
No, I think the best present is like. Having a real, this is me and Dana's like motto, have a real laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just laugh all the time about everything. Laugh, 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 laugh. And then go to bed. And yes. and that's what we want for the listeners.
Yeah.
Just have the most fun and funny and coolest Manchester style time.
Yes. So with these last words, we say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How do we say it in German?
Frohe Weihnachten.
Slower.
Say it.
One more time.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten.
No, it's not. Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Yeah, kind of. And why not?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you know this? Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. Do you say
no.
that?
No, we don't say that.
Okay, so to our German fans, Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night. We After Work. The podcast.
VoiceRepublic.com. Home to the spoken word.